From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Marty Raben. Marty Raben and Shenandoah with their first new album of all original music in 25 years. It's called Every Road, and it features collaborations with some of the biggest names in country music. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Marty Raben.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
Hey there, Marty Raben. Welcome to it, man. It's WSM Radio Worldwide and Circle Television all over the country, streaming platforms and smart TVs. Good to see your smiling face in there this morning.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, it's good. Hey, it's good to see y'all, too. Hey, congratulations, Meg. I'm so proud for you. You're running with good company.
Oh, I agree. Thank you, Marty. Well, I think you kind of kick things off for me when we did the hats off to the 80s and 90s, keep the music playing. You pulled me in to host that live stream when COVID just began.
Listen, don't y'all be modest. Go ahead and just go right to the award that you won.
Well, it was a great night. How about we say that?
We're
amazing. But Marty, that was the beginning of COVID. I was really nervous that night. That was like the first time I kind of went out to do something beyond my house. And I think you raised so many people's spirits with playing music and communicating with your fans that night. I know people loved it that you did that and you continue to interact with your fans right now through all this.
It's kind of like being locked in a room with no floor. I mean, this is the craziest bunch of mess. I mean, you wonder why some people get it and some people don't.
Yeah.
And you wonder why some people get it more serious than others. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. But, I'm saying the life of Shenandoah, it's a good time to be in the band. It's a good time to be part of Foundry Records. In fact, I was texting with Blake this morning, Blake Shelton, this morning, and I'm real early. I think he was going deer hunting. And, anyway, so we were talking back and forth about this new record we've got, and we're just, we're as excited about it as we could be. It's really an absolutely wonderful project. It's called Every Road. You know, we had the Extra Mile album, and then we had the Road Not Taken album. And so we figured we'd kind of stretch it out a little bit and go the Ever Road. We've taken all the rest of it. We may as well take the rest of it.
That concludes major interstates and country roads, back roads, right?
and pig trails.
Megan, you're talking about your introduction to Marty. You know when we met?
Gosh, when did y'all meet?
In San Antonio at the KKYX Radio River Festival at the Arneson River Theater.
Yeah, Riverwalk.
Because you were there for 3 or 4 years in San Antonio on television on Ken's TV.
Yeah.
Actually, Megan was on TV just a few blocks down the hill from where the radio station was located in the Data Point area complex. And They Don't Make Love Like We Used To and Stop the Rain were the first singles they had out. And played the two that they knew and maybe did a cover tune or two. I'm not sure in their set, but that's.
Yeah, I think we covered Haggard. Yeah, I think we covered Haggard for the rest of it.
That's always a perfect safety net, isn't it, Marty?
Yeah, man, that's always a good place to go. Find your good hag number and hang with it.
That first album was 1994. Charlie and I were looking at this earlier this morning. Of all new music from Shenandoah, it was 1994, and there have been different incarnations along the way. You stepped away for a while and did solo stuff as well as a bluegrass run. I still hear Kyle Cantrell. You must be sending him his payola because I hear you on there singing the good bluegrass from time to time on our friends at Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Bluegrass Junction. But you talked about the new music and how proud you are. Tell me about people you teamed up with, including, if you would, wrap up with Zach Brown, and we'll feature I'd Take Another One of Those.
Okay, well, I'd mentioned Blake Shelton a while ago. We did a tune with Blake it's killer. It's called Then a Girl Walks In. And then we did an absolutely wonderful song with Lady A that we had the opportunity to do it on the Kelly Clarkson show about 3 weeks ago. And that's called Every Time I Look at You. In fact, they wrote that. And it was killer. Dirks Bentley, that's the title cut of the record, Every Road. Man, there's, and honest and true, there's so many on here, and I don't want to miss anybody. Luke Bryan, man, we done a summertime record with Mr. Sunshine Country Music himself. I mean, you can't do a summertime record without Luke Bryan.
Seriously.
So,
and a margarita.
You know, and the thing about it was, is myself and Mike McGuire and Dallas Davidson sat down, and we actually wrote this song targeting Luke. Because, you know, in all the years of Shenandoah, we literally have never had a summertime record. You know, we had Church on Cumberland Road, Darn If I Don't, Next to You, Next to Me, but none of those were ever summertime records. So when we sat down to talk about it, you know, Dallas even said, well, you know, said, man, tell you the truth, man, Luke really likes Church on Cumberland Road. And so we, antennas went up and said, hey, you can get a hold of him, right?
There you go.
So we got that wrote. It's called Make It Till Summer, If I Can Make It Till Summertime. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a couple of young ladies that their stars on the rise. I mean, I love the genuineness of Ashley McBride. I mean, that gal can forevermore bring it on a tune called If Only, a Laura McKenna tune. And then Carly Pierce. Man, I love the break and the cry in her voice. I mean, she can just forevermore carry the mail. Another young gentleman out of the great state of Texas, Cody Johnson, that's absolutely ripping and roaring out there, and just,
oh, yeah,
man, having a big time taking names. And he's a great guy, too. Mm. And then, of course, in fact, Brad Paisley, we did the show with his wife, you know, in town, the Alzheimer's thing. Well, now it seems like it was yesterday, but and with all this COVID stuff, but it was the first part of the year, and he actually was the first one that agreed of being part of this duets record of ours.
Wow. I mean, Marty knows how to attract the best people in the business.
Yeah, I have a feeling
he
told Luke Bryan, look, if you don't cut this, Brad Paisley's coming. Because we know how to get a hold of him, too.
Or Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
You got them all, Marty. That is so
Does
cool.
Gwen Stefani star in the video when a girl walks in? Is she the star of the video for Blake and the Shenandoah?
Well, no, we hadn't got that far with it, but now that may be another angle.
That's an idea.
You know how to get a hold of her. If you can get a hold of Blake, you can get a hold of her, right?
There you go.
So tell us about Zach Brown, your friendship, and how you came to record I Take Another One of Those.
Well, you know, I told Zach this story when we were talking on the phone. And in fact, I'll even go back even a little further to even make it really kind of hit home a little bit. And my boy had served a tour over in Iraq. And Zach had came to Iraq and performed for him. The Zach Brown Band. And then so later on, he came to Fort Stewart. And my boy had called me when he was in Iraq. You know, we'd Skype back and forth. And he was telling me, of course, that, you know, your boy's on a battlefront. And, you know, he's talking and he's telling you about things. He said, man, look, Dad, you wouldn't believe it. He said, man, Zach Brown performed for us. And said, man, you know, with everything that was going on, said, man, it kind of made me really think of when I was little and how we used to go to the Shenandoah shows and all the folks around and everything going up and the equipment and everything. And said, man, it really sure did make me think of you a whole lot. And Shenandoah, it made me miss those days. And so anyway, so when Jack and I were talking, I told him that story. And he said, man, that's touching. I said, no, brother, I'll even tell you, I'll stretch that penny a little further. I said, to be honest with you, I said, there actually wasn't a time when he was over there that I couldn't hear one of your tunes and think about him because of that. And man, I want to tell you how much I appreciate it, because your kindness toward him literally meant the world to him, and therefore it meant the world to me. But this tune here, it's a Shenandoah story song. I mean, it really is. It's one of those mama knows. It's one of those Moon Over Georgia's, I Want to Be Loved Like That. It's one of those kind of songs that we actually could have released this in 1989, or we could have released it in 1994. You know, it's got a, the intro's got a mama knows feel to it.
I picked up on that right away. I did.
Yeah. You know, but you know, I honestly truly think that, when we were talking to the musicians, and let me say this, man, hats off to Buddy Cannon and Tony Castle for absolutely putting together an absolutely wonderful record. Buddy Cannon is the producer's producer. He is a cat daddy. And anyway, he put together, he got some great guys on this record. Anyway, so we were talking about this first tune. And when we cut it, you know, we were talking about, you know, kind of that, you know, it's got that kind of Mama Knows feel. And so the next thing, I guess, subliminally, I think I said that right. If I didn't, let's move on before I get stuck in the miry clay. Anyway, nonetheless, before you know it, when the intro started, you know, when the band started playing, I started hearing Mama Knows, and I got thinking, so I'm just going to go with it. And anyway, so we did, but it of course, it wasn't Mama Knows. It was I'd take another one of those. And man, I don't know. Let me put it to you, you know, Megan, a while ago, we were talking about the COVID thing and when it hit.
Yeah.
This is what this song tells me. If they was it, say you had the worst day of your life at a job.
Yeah.
Nothing turned out right. Everything was absolutely just downhill all the way from the time you got to work and all that other kind of stuff to the end of the day. And if you could go back 8 months now or 8.5 months, however long it is now, if you could go back to that day, I would give anything in the world to have another one of those, as long as I knew I didn't have to wear a mask or nobody was going to tell me who was coming for Thanksgiving. Son, we loading the house for Thanksgiving.
Okay, well,
son, the big turkey's coming home and we're going to have that.
And Marty, what is your go-to Thanksgiving dessert? Because we've been talking about desserts all morning. What's the go-to if you have to pick one?
Well, I'll be honest. My sister-in-law makes a sweet potato casserole that, honest to God, should be put over on the dessert table.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
That stuff will make you take – it'll make you take back stuff you ain't stole. I mean, it is. It's terrific.
So
that stuff will rake the yard. It needs to be on the dessert table. It's killer. It's wonderful.
Marty Raymond joining us this morning. His new album, Every Road, with Shenandoah. Take another one of those. Here's the finished product with the Zac Brown Band. All over the world on WSM and Circle Television this morning.
A day with my granddaddy and his old skeeter boat. A sack of bologna sandwiches and two old fishing poles. I'd take another one of those.
Oh, I take another one of those, the friend I met in 1987, who's still my buddy and still making music.
Yeah.
Shenandoah, Marty Raven. I take another one of those with Zac Brown. Every Road, the new album from Shenandoah, is out wherever you buy or download music today, wherever you stream it. There it is. And there's Marty with Jimmy Crowder and a single cigarette crouched down in a stall in the bar.
And I'd take another one of those.
Hey, buddy, have a great holiday.
Kid, I don't smoke.
I know you're talking about family plans for Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. In case we don't see you, but I hope we do between now and then.
Happy holidays, Marty.
Hey, happy release day.
That's right.
650 AM WSM and Circle Television with Marty Raven of Shenandoah.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.